Two dead in possible overdose outside Hollywood Women's Shelter. Los Angeles, detectives responding to reports of a possible homicide on October 15 discovered two dead bodies inside a pickup truck in the parking lot of a women's homeless shelter in the Hollywood neighborhood. Detectives determined the deaths did not appear to be suspicious and an investigation is ongoing, the Los Angeles Police Department told the Epoch Times on October 18. The LA County Medical Examiner's Office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. By Thursday, reports had begun circling on social media about two apparent overdose deaths in the parking lot of the women's shelter, located at the landmark YWCA Studio Club on Lexington and Lodi Place in Hollywood. A message posted to Nextdoor and the Facebook page of the Hollywood Alliance, a neighborhood organization, reported that one of the deceased was a resident of the shelter, and that they went unnoticed for many days. Such reports could not be immediately confirmed, and the Hollywood Alliance did not respond to a request for comment. The post also detailed long-standing concerns among neighbors over a significant decline in safety and quality of life since the shelter opened in 2018 and a lack of response from authorities. People assisting the homeless, which operates the shelter under the umbrella of the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authorities, a Bridge Home program, did not respond to requests for comment. This raises serious concerns about security and oversight at the shelter. We've also observed multiple instances of drug use among residents, which is deeply concerning for a facility meant to aid in recovery. Emergency services, police, ambulances, and fire trucks are being called to the PATH Women's Shelter nearly every day, sometimes multiple times a day, Hollywood Alliance wrote. According to city records, PATH maintains 124 interim housing beds at the site, and operations are funded by the county at $1.4 million annually, while the city pays nearly the same amount to lease the property. Like all government-funded homeless shelters in California, the Bridge Home facility is a housing-first shelter, meaning that services, such as treatment for substance abuse disorders or mental illness, are entirely voluntary and cannot be a precondition of housing. The news comes at a time when authorities in Los Angeles and across the state are facing increasing scrutiny over how they spend billions in taxpayer funds to address the homeless crisis.